It's alright, it's okay. Doesn't really matter if you're old and gray. It's alright, I say it's okay. Listen to what I say.
Hey, this is Rob Smith, Rob's Right Podcast. It's February the 9th, 2023, 23 after 2000. And yes, you're counting right, not that I can count or that I do count. But nevertheless, let's count this. And that is recently we are seeing some weird things happening on the election front. A lot of folks are going to be very surprised to learn that you're about to, by mid this year, you're going to be hearing a lot about people running for president. It seems like we just got out of this, but we're about to go right back into it again. Because a year from now, we're going to be having primaries going on, and you're going to have see debates going on, all kinds of things happen here. So this is we're about to get right back into a presidential race. But you know, over the decades of my lifetime, I've seen this happen. It's been a lot of, for the general public, a big who cares. In recent years, as the media has hyped this up to insane levels, it's become quite a It's been quite a slugfest, obviously, the last three or four elections. And here we go again. This is going to be this is apparently not going to be much different. The key, though, is making sure that we have legitimate candidates that are running for office that the people can support. I think that's very important. A bad thing to have happen, I think, at times is where the parties themselves seem to go after each other internally. This is fine to do internally, but externally, I don't think that's a good idea. It's up to us to decide, those of us, the voters of each of the parties, to determine who will represent our party in the presidential race. It's okay for us to be aware of this. In some ways, that's not terrible for the national media to be doing some focus of. But this national media is clearly on one side of things. They make it very obvious, they make it very plain and very clear. So when it's one thing for the Democrats to fight internally, you're probably not going to hear much about it. There was a ton of fighting. Remember, there were 27 candidates last time around. 27 Democrat candidates. And they end up with Biden, of all things. Well, that's where things ended up. But you didn't hear a lot of internal stuff there. We know those of us who are internal know there was a lot of internal messing around going on. But it wasn't really reported by the media. When the Republican Party does it, it becomes national news and a crisis that will end all because, of course, the Republicans will end all because Republicans are demons, if you didn't know. You need to make a note of that. Republicans are demons. Then you know you're faithfully following the anointed media. What's happening right now is the beginnings of all of this, and it's been brewing since January specifically. Mike Lindell ran for chair of the National Republican Party, and he lost. It was pretty obvious that he was doing this at the behest of Trump. Now since that didn't work, he's using his pulpit, as if you will, to trash DeSantis, and he's doing this through a series of emails and other speaking engagements. Some of these are just getting in the ridiculous zone, but it is a wiry way of trying to disembowel DeSantis, which I don't know if that really is going to get very far. The only person who can really do that is Trump. But these little emails do add up after a while, and suddenly we could have a much larger problem involving this kind of infighting inside our party of the Republican Party. Lindell, for example, sent out an email yesterday, February 8th, which is titled "DeSantis Hosting Dominion Lawyer Libby Locker. He is showing his true colors." The actual heading of the email is, "What is Ron DeSantis thinking?" Well, I thought Lindell wanted a conservative Republican to be, he wants more of that representation in government. So I guess he doesn't want Ron DeSantis because he thinks that Trump, well, of course, in his view, of course, he's going to win. This email continues on, questioning why Ron DeSantis is having a roundtable discussion involving voting issues that we saw. Clearly, there were some problems going on. There's always been problems. It's nothing new. We've always had problems with voting. You're never going to get around it. The only way you really get around it is have people just go walk to the polling place, vote, go home. You do it one day, one time deal, one day only. And you go and you do it and you go home. No, just all the mail stuff is just, you will have fraud. Most of it will be unknowing. It's just part of the process. The Postal Service does not function well, never has functioned well. But these days it really doesn't function well. I just lost a watercolor painting in the mail here a little over a week ago. Again, you can't trust if putting votes in the mail is, you know, might as well make your vote, open your kitchen window and throw it out, and you're accomplishing about the same thing. So if you trust the Postal Service, you're in trouble. And to say that it creates more fairness is preposterous in that the Postal Service doesn't function well to begin with. By the way, a mostly private company for 50 years. Well, let's just make it private and unhook it from the government. There's a problem there. I don't know if I've talked about this before, but unfortunately, the Postal Service determines your address. Yeah, did you not know that? Yes, they do. They determine your address. They determine your address. I'll do a separate podcast about that. How about that? Let me do that. let me get back to this. This is not the first email that Lindell has sent. He has sent many an email about this, especially this past, since the beginning of January. And he's been indicating he was going to for quite a while, too. The problem being is that he is stoking the fires that DeSantis is a bad candidate. I'm not against him doing that. He can do it all he wants. The problem is he's clearly trying to work through the Republican Party to do it. And it looks like we're going to see more trouble. That is not all that we're seeing. I'm also seeing a number of messages coming, and I'll talk about that in just a moment. Page two. Sorry, had a little sinus issue there, which you may or may not have heard. To continue what I was saying involving those who are attacking Ron DeSantis besides Mark Lindell, are a series of messages I'm getting through a number of different channels, and what is being brewed is surreal. It's like a secret society thing. Indeed, Ron DeSantis is being actually said to be part of secret societies. Did you know that? Ron DeSantis is part of. He's been accused of being part of the Skull and Bones Society. He's a Jesuit. He is a part of, of course, the deep state, the worst secret society of all. He's a Mason. And there's long write-ups about this that I'm seeing. It gets worse. He's being accused of torturing prisoners at Guantanamo Bay, that he somehow was personally responsible for supporting and protecting Jeffrey Epstein. If only this Epstein guy was alive today to see how much he's used as a front for everything else on Earth. You know, all are evil that are connected. Epstein was a really piece of human debris. But how now that everybody, that if you don't like someone... I don't like dogs. All dogs belong to Jeffrey Epstein. They're all part of the Jeffrey Epstein cabal. They're all part of it. Yes, Jeffrey Epstein had an island full of dogs. That's how preposterous this stuff is sounding. What are we doing? Now, adding to this is Trump himself. He's actually apparently come up with some name for another name besides Ron Sanctimonious, which is just ludicrous in itself. He's come up with something called the Last Refuge. Look, guys, look. What is all this name calling? What are we doing here? And when you read these long involved things that I'm getting, they don't make much of sense at all. It's like me saying you. I don't even know who you are. You are part of Skull and Crossbones, or Skull and Bones. I'm sorry. You're part of both groups. I don't care. You're part of both groups. I don't need any of. I just know it. Because you're a Jesuit puppet, quote unquote, as these articles are claiming DeSantis is. Look, let's talk about public policy. I'm right now in a state of Florida, and there is currently a senatorial race. Oddly enough, it's replacing another person who left office, and the amount of ridiculousness of that alone is to be of concern, as people are calling each other's names or claiming to be that this is a Florida legislative senatorial district. Real simple. But these guys are waving the flag and saying Trump, 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 and Constitution 2A. Why on earth would you say you're protecting the gun issue in Florida? I get it if you're in New York or Colorado. I get it. But not in Florida. We have a supermajority in the legislature. We have a Republican governor and Republicans everywhere. The place is littered with us. There's no concern about guns in Florida. So what do we care if they support him going up to the legislature? Let's just make things interesting and have someone who's against 2A go up there. At least make it interesting. But these guys aren't, there's five running, only one is actually talking about local Florida and local issues. One, and he's because he's been in the legislature before. These others are just doing the all America. I'm going against the Biden agenda. I mean, this is ridiculous. This is stuff against DeSantis. Come on, guys. Talk about the issues. Let's have actual depth. And we need our candidates to do that today. And these are the ones you should be supporting. The ones who are talking about issues that involve their position that they are seeking in office. Not name calling. Mike Lindell needs to back off all this silly stuff. He needs to talk about, all right, what is it? Let's talk about some more meat and bones stuff. That DeSantis is having a roundtable. That how on earth did he happen to have included someone from the Dominion voting? That's incredible. What an incredible coup. That's quite something, considering they know he hates them, or at least he's spoken against them. I hate him. It's probably a bit rough. But you know what I'm saying. That's amazing. Give DeSantis credit for that. Again, I'm not I like a lot of what DeSantis did. I just the problems with DeSantis are that when he was in Congress, he was very hard to get along with. People had trouble communicating with him. I understand similar issues are in Tallahassee. He kind of runs his own boat and he does his own thing. And he kind of likes to involving his personal life run under the radar a bit. And when it comes to this stuff, he didn't like to do a lot of showboating about his personal life. It's the politics stuff, and he really didn't do that while he was in Congress. He did that when he was running for governor, and he's certainly been doing that even yesterday and the day before. He's traveling around the state again about this issue and that issue. So he's really gotten into the showboat trail. But and a lot of it's that's a lot of smoke and mirrors stuff. I don't really care for that stuff. Just get the job done. I don't need to stop traveling around, waste of time. Go, just get the job done. So I've got my issues with DeSantis. I just get to work and don't just stop it. Stop all the media stuff hype. And I wish his background is, you know, he was a lawyer in the military. There's a picture of him holding a machine or one of those military guns. But he was a lawyer. Are you kidding me? I'm sure he was assigned a gun, but to show that he never did active duty, wasn't on the front line. I mean, those are things you can complain about if you want to complain about DeSantis. Not that he's a Jesuit puppet of the deep state with doing Masonic rituals, torturing prisoners in Guantanamo Bay. We need candidates about issues in and about the job that they're seeking. That's how you run for office. Beware those with all the beware the Trump types who just will call names. Yes, Trump did a lot. He did a lot while he was in office. I like a lot of what he did in office. I think as a person, he stinks. But otherwise, he did great stuff while he was in office. Right now, I say the possibility of him winning in 2024 is probably in the maybe 20% range. The possibility of DeSantis winning is still in the 90% range for the Republican Party, at least, if not the top spot. The idea that Trump is going to try to undo or try to dismantle DeSantis is not good stuff. Me as a Republican, I want a Republican to win. I want those conservative values to come out. I would say DeSantis is the best chance for that. I'd see logically reasonable. He's the best chance for that. So let's work toward policy issues, Trump. I want to hear about what, don't call, I don't want name calling. What are you going to, I hear what you're going to do. Keep talking about that. Lindell needs to talk more about that. And these name calling, DeSantis needs to stop and stop. Let's just talk about what they're doing. What DeSantis has done is very good. I wish he wasn't, I have other problems with him, with the authoritarian stuff. Trump was doing it too, but DeSantis has done a lot of authoritarian stuff, preaching, basically dictating from the pulpit of the Tallahassee, telling the rest of us what to do. I don't like that. Local. I love the Supreme Court decision, the Dobbs decision last summer involving, they all say Roe v. Wade. No, it was saying that those decisions involving abortion or whatever really should be locally made. Completely agree. Thank you for listening, being a part of things. I have one last thing to bring out, which I'll do right after this. Back again. All right. This short bit here is to say that I'm sorry I've been gone. I haven't done a broadcast here since November 9th. And that's a long time in that this is February 9th. So I'm marking two months. So I'm sorry, 3 months since I've done one. I'm going to do a series here. I hope to save and be able to have them pop up here in the next few days. I'll do one. I wasn't planning on doing this, but I will do one about how addresses in the Postal Service work. I don't think I've done that before, and it's something that folks should know. But most folks have no idea about how their addresses are done by the Postal Service. Also, I'm very concerned about there is an effort, I believe it's in Texas, to bring back, basically bring back dinosaurs. They're promising to have a woolly mammoth back in 4 years. A lot of thoughts about that. I'll do one about that too. So thank you very much for listening. I really appreciate it. Continue. And please let me know your thoughts and opinions. You can go find me at Rob Smith Jr. on Twitter. Rob Smith Jr. Cartoons and political commentary on Facebook and wherever else. You also have robswright.com. You can leave comments there. I'll have this posted there and wherever else you happen to see this. Please let me know what you think. And I appreciate those who have brought comments to this. And I should say specifically Tom Hockman, who has given me much, much commentary. Thank you, Tom, for your input of this. So hopefully this sounds better. I'm sorry I did a cut there at one point, but hopefully this is also a little long. I'm going to try to keep these a little shorter. He actually originally said I should do these longer, and then maybe they should be shorter. Okay, I think shorter is better myself, but that's me. And I think I'm going to aim that. But this is long right here, and I'm adding to it, aren't I, with every single word I say. So I'll stop. Thank you so much for listening, being a part of things. I will see you all next time. This is Rob Smith. Rob's Right Podcast. Have a great day.
It's all right, it's okay. Doesn't really matter if you're old and gray. It's all right, I say it's okay.